Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello and happy Monday, everybody. I'm so happy that you're joining me here. Thank you so much. So today, I want to get right to it because, again, the switchboard is full, and I just want to get to as many people as possible. Before I start taking callers, one little announcement. Tomorrow at 1 p.m., join me. I'll be doing another show tomorrow at 1 p.m., and it will be airing on WSCS, Psychic Medium Tony G is the name of that show. So you can call in tomorrow at 1 p.m. and be a part of my TV show, which is so exciting that I finally figured out how to help you guys become part of my TV show, too. I just love that. Now, when I call your area code, your 3-digit area code, please say your name and where you're from, and then your question. There are so many people that call in, and people have been trying for months to get through to me. And the key, you know, at 15 minutes before the show starts, the phone lines open. And as soon as that 15 minutes hit, like, boom, 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 the switchboard, which I love and I'm so grateful for. It's such a blessing. So if you want to get through on one of the first callers, it's important that 15 minutes as before the show, just hit send right then and there. If you do it, you know, 16 minutes before the show starts, they'll say, call back and hang up on you. And I'm sorry for that. It's a recorded message. That's not me. They just 15 minutes before the show. So having said that, please, your name and where you're from, and then let me know your question or your connection. Now, to start off, for everybody listening, because I love all of you, and I want us all to have, you know, good fortune or good luck in our life, and I like to call it fortune. I learned that from my good friend Jimmy. So I'm going to say everybody calling in has good fortune, and I get a no on that. So I'm going to just start clearing everybody now, or healing. A clearing is the same thing as a healing. So we're going to clear that or heal that now for everybody so we can start having good fortune in all the meanings of good fortune and in all the areas of good fortune. I'm going to take that first caller now, 336. Hello, 336. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. So I need you to... your phone is very gargly, so if it doesn't clear, I'm going to have to, because I need to understand your question. So hopefully your phone will clear up a bit. What's your question today?
Okay. Is that better? Can you hear me better now?
No, not at all. It sounds like you're underwater.
That's really strange. Let me move around a little bit.
That's good. That's perfect. That's perfect right there. Okay. Don't move. Stay there. What's your question for
me
today?
So I was curious to see what my grandfather in spirit has to say.
Okay, what's your grandfather's first name?
Bob.
Bob? Did you say Bob?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to make sure I'm tuning into the right person, because once I start tuning into the other side, like all of these people start showing up for me. The first person that shows up, I feel like it's really hard to tell because I see him like the size of a quarter, so please forgive me if I'm a little bit off. The first person I see walk in, did your grandfather have a little bit of trouble walking toward the end?
Yes.
Okay, because I see this person like showing me a cane, which is a representation of having a little bit of trouble walking and a little bit hunched over, but towards the end. I feel like he might have been a little bit taller, but again, please remember, I'm seeing him the size of a quarter. So it's hard to tell when you're seeing somebody that size if they're a quarter or not. The first thing I hear, okay, here we go. The first thing I hear, so first of all, his energy, the energy I'm getting from this is very solid, like a very solid, very strong, very sensible person as soon as I tap into this energy, but happy. There were moments, of course, when there were troubles, but for the most part, he was like a happy-go-lucky person. He wasn't, didn't have like a lot of, I don't know how to, the word that's coming in is somewhat optimistic. He was somewhat optimistic. Would you find this to be true? I want to make sure I'm tapping into the right person.
I believe so, yeah. I do believe so.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's giving me these statements so that I can confirm them with you so that you know it's the right person. And for some reason, I don't know why he's showing me this. It's like a Valentine decoration of the little angel, the little Cupid angel with the arrow and the bow. That's like flying around in front of my face. But it's like a Valentine heart and this Valentine decoration. These are Valentine things. And I don't know why that sometimes that has a meaning for the person. But this is just what I'm seeing when I'm tapping into him, okay? So
I think I know why that's showing up, though. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a confirmation for you. Whatever I see while he's here is something that should make sense to you. It will make absolutely no sense to me. And I'm terrified to say it because I'm like, what if this isn't for her? But yeah, so then if you know why it's showing up, that is perfect and beautiful. This is another confirmation. We have the right person. The first thing he wants to say is, the first thing they always say is, I love you, I love you, I love you. Please don't ever forget there was so much love. There is still so much love. I'm sending you love. I'm with you often. I don't go far. I don't stray away. Call on me when you need help. Call on me. And I'm getting goosebumps all over my body as he says that. Call on me when you need help. I am your assistant now. I will be here to help you in all ways. Stop worrying. Stop. It starts with an S. Stop. I don't know if this is the right word. The closest I can translate this word so far is fidgeting. Stop fidgeting. But he's saying you're nervous about something, or fixating or nervous about something. That's the closest I can come to this translation. Is that accurate for you?
Yeah, it's probably probably job related that I'm worried about is probably what I think
okay.
He's referring to.
Okay, thank you. And you're very fixated and nervous about this.
Yeah,
he's saying
I'm unemployed still. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's saying stop worrying, it's already taken care of. Now, are you working someplace right now?
Oh, no, I'm unemployed right now. I've been unemployed for a while.
Okay, he's saying coming soon. Can I ask you, I'm going to ask you, what do you do, love?
I was in HR, but I'm hoping to transition out of that.
Okay, he is saying get on it. Thank you. He's saying like the word negative is coming through. Don't think about the negative things. Don't think about negative outcomes. Don't think about like you're worrying too much. Frustration and worry is too much. It's taking over. You need to like he's showing me like a blackboard. He's saying a clean slate, clean it all up, remember who you are, and go from there. It's easy. It's easy to start something new. It's difficult to continue where you've been. Oh, that is beautiful. I just want to write that down right now. It's easy to start something new. It's difficult to continue where you've been, especially if you weren't happy where you've been. So he's confirming definitely start something new. He's also telling you, he's like pointing his finger like toward the pointer finger toward the sky and waving it side to side. Like there's so much love around you and you're not even seeing it and you're not receiving it and you need to get back out of your head and into your heart because the heart leads us every place and the heart will give you all of your desires. But the head, and he's taking his finger and tapping it towards his temple. He's saying the head, that's where we get messed up. That's where we get in the way. That's where we stop our progress. So he's telling you basically get back in your heart, do what feels good. And start allowing the love that other people is showing you or other people is showing you. This is not the time for me to correct my incorrect English. The love that other people are trying to give you, let me just say it that way. The love that other people are trying to give you, let that love in. You are not even aware. You have built up, like he's showing me, a brick wall, but it's not very big. Oh, thank goodness. It's like a little brick wall, but it's a facade. It's not real. But you've built this up to guard yourself or to protect yourself, other words he's using. And he's saying it's time to take that wall down. Just take it down. Just have faith that, okay, first of all, he's saying nobody can hurt you, right? Our spirit is not able to be damaged. Our ego, on the other hand, can be damaged so easily. So if somebody, you have to just get, he's giving you, he just wants to give you all these like philosophical lessons today. I love your grandpa. He rocks, by the way. Okay, so he is saying if you just allow people to be who they are and you don't take it personally, you will have everything in the world that you want. And if you open your heart and you start having passion and working from that place of passion, and he's using the word working from that place of passion, there's something you really want to do, something you really want to start, but you keep hesitating and you keep doing the what if game. What if it doesn't work out? What if it all goes bad? Well, what if it goes amazing? What if? Like, we don't ever think of those what-ifs. He's saying, just jump. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? That's my favorite statement, by the way. If you weren't afraid, what would you do? He's saying, he's also letting you know that you need to let more love in. You need to let more love in. And you need to, the way we let more love in is by loving ourselves more completely. Because, and I've said it before, I will say it again, my last breath on this earth will probably be this statement. You can only love somebody as much as you love yourself. It's not possible to give more love to somebody than you have for yourself. You can only let somebody love you as much as you love yourself. Because it's uncomfortable to receive more love than that. You don't even recognize it. So the key on this planet, the key on this plane for everybody, and it's so difficult because as children we're taught not to be egoic. So we don't know the difference between loving ourselves and being prideful or loving ourselves and being egoic. Egoic is coming from, when we are egoic, it's better than, worse than. Okay? Pure love, unconditional love, and I'm channeling right now, so I probably sound really smart, but this is the angels. Pure love comes from that place of knowing we are who we are, and we accept ourselves unconditionally, and we know we are exactly who we're supposed to be, where we're supposed to be, and how we're supposed to be, and we love that. We're okay with that. Egoic love says, I'm better than that person, or I have more than that person, or I need more this or that. And I'm going to tell for part of my incarnation purpose on this plane at this time is to teach love. Not that Tony has not mastered love, clearly. But the angels can work through me to teach people to master love. But if we are in that space of love, we're on a higher vibration or frequency, and we're energetic beings. So if we come from that space of very high energy or vibration or frequency, we no longer struggle. Everything comes to us, and we don't have to seek it out or try anymore, because all the things we want in life are on that higher frequency. That's our natural state. That's our comfort zone. Now, once we stop loving ourselves, we feel like we're not deserving of, we're not worthy of, or there's some reason why. We have all these justifications, superstitions, and everything else that goes with this. And they are telling you now, and they are being very, very clear, the key, the one and only key to this plane, this planet, is love. And when you have that love for yourself, that unconditional love for yourself, automatically and instinctively, you have unconditional love for everybody else, and you can accept it from others. And then what we know, who we are and what we are, puts us in alignment with other people who are at that same place. If we're filled with fear, we're going to end up in front of people who are filled with fear. If we're filled with anger, we're going to end up in front of other people who are filled with anger. Inevitably, that's the way it works. And the reason we're put in front of these people is to show us, do you like this? Okay, let's work on it in you, not in them. Everything is for us to work on in us. So as we become more love, now when we love ourselves unconditionally, we are love. And that's another thing that people have a misconception about. Like, how do I be love? Well, you cannot be love if you are not loving yourself. So to be love, you have to encompass and love everything about who you are. Have that. And you love yourself unconditionally, that purest love, like you would love a newborn baby. In that moment, you have love for everything and everyone around you. And in that moment, that's when you evolve, that's when you elevate, and that's when things flow to you and all those channels to the higher realms open up. I know this is not what you called for today, but maybe it is. And they are not going to stop talking, and I am just going to let them. So I'm going to tell you, let go of that fear. Let go of that hesitation. Grab onto love and let yourself fly. And this is for, like, every single person on this plane. Like, we are so afraid somebody's going to get what's ours. How can that even be possible? I mean, we are a mass production world. Like, everything is produced in mass amounts. Seriously. Nobody can take what is ours, what is truly meant for us. So if we have no fear and we know what is meant for us will come to us, in that moment, we have flipped the switch and we have evolved and we are now on the right path and we are moving in the direction we are to move in and we are going to get to where we are needed to be, even though in this moment we are where we are supposed to be, but in the next moment we will evolve even further. We think the goal is to have this job or this money or this. No, 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 no. If we work on inside love, all of that will fall into place. Immediately it will. Okay. Let me take a breath and say, that was awesome. So I hope this message was helpful for you.
Thank you. Thank you. It was.
You are welcome, and please call me back again. Let's connect again, because I love what came through for you. I mean, I want to reconnect with everybody that calls in, but that was amazing. That was one of my favorite channelings to do so far. So thank you.
Thank you, too. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have an amazing rest of the day. And keep listening. So I'm going to do a quick clearing for anybody looking for work or stuck in career or what path to take in career. I'm going to clear this now. So that will help for anybody listening and re-listening. If you re-listen to the show, it will clear it again and again until you get to that point where you know where you're supposed to be, what you're supposed to be doing, and all those doors open for you. So I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, but I'm sure there's more great channeling to come, so stick with us, and thank you again for calling in. I'm going to go directly to 231. Hello, 231. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. My pleasure. How can I help you today?
Well, my name is Tia, and I keep thinking that there's a message from Spirit trying to reach me. I'm wondering if you could pick anything up on that.
Is there anyone? They're telling me you just think you're not. You think you're just not hearing it. You know, you feel like they're trying to tell you something and you're not getting it.
Yeah, I don't know if my dad is, you know.
You know, here's, they all say the same thing, no matter who comes through. I'm going to tell you this. And I have goosebumps. They're starting at my ankle, my leg, into my neck. I'm going to tell you, move on. Move on. That's the one message I'm getting from you, for you. Move on. Now, they're not telling me what area, and I hear the word private when I say that. So the message for you from Spirit is move on, and they're saying you know what you need to do. You're just hesitating. Is that accurate?
Okay. Not really. I'm not sure where they're getting the move on part.
Well, move on, that can mean many parts of our life. And again, I'm going to tell you, they're saying it's private. So this might be a private part, like your private life. But move on can be career, a friend, a family member. You never know. It's something that is, how do I put this? It's something that's making you question yourself, is the way they're saying it. So I don't know if this makes sense to you, but if it doesn't now, oftentimes later on it clicks in and you go, oh, this is what they're talking about.
Okay.
So I hope that that is helpful. And I will, if it clicks for you, please call me back and let me know. But they're saying by tomorrow, it should click for you by tomorrow. Or by tomorrow, you'll know what you, like maybe there will be a sign tomorrow as to what you're supposed to move on from. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate the reading today.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I hope you have an amazing rest of the day.
Thank you. You also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I am going to go directly in a second. I am going to go to 443. Hello, 443. How are you today?
I'm great. This is Kathy from Florida.
Kathy, how are you?
Great. I wanted to ask you where I'm going on my spiritual path.
So I want to make sure I understand the question correctly. Because that's a pretty vague question, and they're going to give you a pretty vague answer to it. If you want to know, are you in the right direction? You're doing the right. Your intentions are right. The way you're doing it is wrong. They're saying there's other techniques or skills that you could do that are better suited for you. You are, this is interesting. Okay. They're going to use kind of a riddle here for you. In a spiritual path, they often say that's moving up, evolving, elevating yourself, lifting yourself up towards the heavens is what we're trying to do on a spiritual path. And a lot of people have never, they say, I want to be spiritual, but they've never taken the time to really consider what exactly does spiritual mean? What exactly does religion mean? You know, there are all these things. And so what they're saying not right here and right now is to be on that spiritual path is like trying to be of heaven on earth, like of your spirit on earth. Now, if we are of our spirit, we've let go of all egoic, all physical aspects, obviously not like eating and such, and it's okay to do some of those physical activities because we do still have the physical body, but we don't let the physical body rule us. They are on fire today. Oh, my goodness, they're so good today. So what they're saying is that if you want to move up, you have to let go of what's holding you down. You have to let go of the past. You're holding on to some things from the past. Now, you think, and all of us do, all of us think that we can study certain things and meditate and do these things, and then that just is going to make us more spiritual. And it does. Yes, you're correct. But until we have forgiven all, until we have forgiven the past, and when I say forgiven the past, and I'm going to tell you this, and at first people will argue with me about this, and that's okay. If you want to spend your time arguing, then okay, that's another step in the spiritual journey we can overcome. It's never somebody else that we have to forgive. It's always ourselves. Even if, let's say, God forbid, somebody gets robbed on the street, they think, I should have known better. I shouldn't have been there. They come up with 100 statements of why it's their fault they got robbed. It's just human nature. We're taught from birth on that we should have so much common sense that nothing bad ever happens to us or we'll never be in a bad situation. But at the same time, we're trying to be spiritual and say, okay, I'm learning, and this is all about experiences and learning, and there are going to be good experiences and not so experiences that I would not want to repeat. So the forgiveness, we think we have to forgive other people for doing things, and sometimes we do, but 99% of the time it's forgiving ourselves because we always think we should have known better. Now, I know this is a really very, very long explanation for your spiritual journey, but once you have forgiven all, you will elevate very quickly to a point of spirituality that you are looking for. So if your journey, it's okay if you, everything else you do, and I'm going to just really quick, I'm going to do a clearing on forgiving, a healing for everybody who's listening on forgiving. Have they forgiven? I go backwards. That's a no. So we're going to clear that now. This will start now. Again, there are many levels and many areas, like we might have like experiences since birth that we like don't even know about that we haven't forgiven. And so if you re-listen to this, it will clear every single time until it reaches that point. And they're really asking you to consider just letting go of everything from the past as though you have died and been reborn. Oh, that is so good. So if you were reborn, you would come in with none of the baggage. You would come in fresh and naive, what people here call naive, but innocent. Innocent is a better word. Pure of pain. Pure of, oh, my God, I love, I don't want this show to end. And I only have 10 seconds. Pure of everything. And start again. And, so really quick, everybody, die of the old you and reborn of the new you. Do it tonight and then just start again. And I have like 5, 2 seconds
left. Oh, that the show has already ended, but I know you can still hear me. But just please try to do that tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. I'm really grateful I was able to give you that just freaking amazing message.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you. Have an amazing rest of the day.
You too.
Thank you.